You tuned in with everybody's favorite, Alexa Sarian and Keeks Lolo on Concrete Rose, the podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to another episode of Concrete Rose, the podcast with everybody's favorite, Alexa Sarian and Keeks Lolo. Today we are honored to have a special guest, Miss Ebony J, Miss I Am Queen herself. I'm super excited. I've been trying to get her on here. She is somebody that I look up to. Somebody who I just met, last year.
I guess it's been about two years.
Because you graduated
last year.
Right.
So
the year before
that.
Check me. Check me when I'm wrong. So yeah, 2 years. But I'm glad to have her here with us today, just to talk about, I see her as an alpha woman. When she walks into somewhere, you type of person that grabs the room, and that's me. I'm an alpha woman myself. She's an alpha woman herself. So, we definitely just wanted to open up the conversation today, about just being that alpha woman unapologetically, diversity that you face, relationships that don't go the way that they might have. You thought they were going to go because people can't handle that you're an alpha woman and all that. But before that, introduce yourself.
Oh, introduce myself. Wow, I haven't done that before. It's been a long time. So let me say, I would say that I'm a Cincinnati native. Yes. Hughes Communications, 08.
Big Red.
You feel me? Big Red. NKU alumni. What's up? Put your north up.
Okay.
You know, Zeta Phi Beta, where my soul wars at. Z5. Okay. Because some people don't know that. Let's see. What else? Of course, if you hear me on the radio, maybe 100.3, maybe 101.5, maybe 101.1. With I host a syndicated podcast, Community Conversations, on the Radio One cluster here in Cincinnati, which is now Urban One. I've been with Urban One for 7 years now. Oh my goodness, it's going on 8 years in June. The funny thing about me is that I have a Cinderella story. I always said that I wanted to be a teacher preacher on the radio, and at the age of 5, it's always when, you know, I kind of let that be out into the world. So growing up, I made that clear, that's what I wanted to do. And by the age of 23, I made everything I said I wanted to do happen. So that's been the big thing about me, is pushing other people to live out their dreams. Because literally fresh out of college, I'm at the station and I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm here.
Right.
And it all hit me one day. Like, you leaving here, you got to go to Worthenbrough, or you got to go teach. You're going to be speaking this weekend. Like, literally, and I was just like, oh, my goodness, everything I said I wanted to do, I did. And that was at 23. I'm 30 now. And so after that, it was like, shoot, dreams come true. I just want to let everybody know.
Yeah.
Dreams come true. And if you keep dreaming, you know, it's going to happen for you. And so that's been my biggest message and thing. I also own my own business. So aside from being that radio personality, I'm a actual full-time entrepreneur now.
Okay, look at y'all.
Yes.
Jump into that.
Well, 4 months now. Okay. Time is flying.
Congratulations.
So I own my own media company, FDJ Media, where we definitely help kings and queens live out their purpose through coaching, through merchandise, of course. We have events. Just again, just want to empower people to be who they are destined to be. And our merchandise brand, I actually have one today, is one of our new pieces, the I Am Queen hoodie.
Okay.
Super nice. And you know your name too.
Yes, you know. I always representing the black.
Right. That's exciting. I didn't know that you was in full-time entrepreneurship.
Yes, this thing is no joke, okay? Let's be clear. Because people will always be like, you know, be full-time or say things to you because you work your 9-to-5. I was one that worked my 9-to-5. I had my radio station job. I was speaking. I'm on the go. I'm doing my queen program. But I still have my business as my baby. But, like, now this whole thing is mine. Every day I wake up, this is, like, I'm living it, I'm breathing it. And literally what I learned is everything I'm doing at the media school, you know, I'm now doing on my own. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we had to make a certain amount of calls a day. You know, we had to send out emails. We had to check on our students, make sure they were good. So now I have different people that I've been mentoring. So I work with my media, you know, my media group, my young group of the Media Coin Academy, where, you know, they get a chance to really learn one-on-one about how to build their brands and really make coins. Because mm-hmm. I think it took me forever to really figure out that you can get money from doing what you do. Right. You know, when you love it, your passion is in it. Money is the last thing that you're asking for.
Exactly.
So I would do events that, like, really walk out. People have to come and tell me, like, I have some money for you. You didn't come get it. Uh-huh. Because that's how in love I was with it. But I learned, like, this is still a service. This is a business. This is what you do. So, you know, you have to now, you have to own that.
Yeah.
And for me, it's just charging what I'm worth and doing that. It's okay.
Yeah.
I think many times we like to dumb ourselves down our value. Like you said, being an alpha female, you know, I feel like being a woman itself is one thing, because men in this business predominantly associated with men, right?
Right.
Maybe you want to play with your check. Yeah. But you have to let them know, like, you can't play with my shape, because then, too, they try to use the sexism. You know, you're a woman. Mm-hmm. You know, so just being, like, I've been in the game for over 10 years now, and I've kind of seen it for what it really is. And it can be bad if you're not surrounded by the right people. So mm-hmm. it's very important to build that network. Be clear about what you want. But yeah. if you don't know what you want, it's how you end up in that other stuff.
Right. Yeah. So I know me as a creative or whatever, I got 100 different things in my head. So I'm at the point where, like, I quit my job. You know, when I was in school, I was working long freaking hours.
All the time.
Before I even enrolled, I said, Ebony, I want to go to school. Class started at 6, but I get out of work at 6.
Correct.
And you was like, as long as you show up, we're going to make it happen. But actually, like, narrowing in on, because, like, you're good at stuff and you do stuff just because, like, oh, I'm good at that. Yeah, I do it. But how do you actually hone in on and focus on one thing or two things that, like, what does it say? Like, you a jack of all trades, master of none?
Right. Yeah.
Like, so how is it, how do you hone in on that?
I tell people that's the most important thing. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, I wouldn't be able to do all these things if I hadn't focused on radio. Mm-hmm. I had to focus on radio for 4 years just in school. Mm-hmm. Once I focused on it while in school, then once I left, okay, I learned now I gotta go implement. Mm-hmm. So in this implementation, now I'm at the station, I'm focusing again now just solely on this, mm-hmm. making sure I do this. Now, yes, you want to dab in other things, but you gotta figure out that balance. For me, it's hard. I'm still working on the balance. Why? Because I am a creative, like you said. Mm-hmm. And so there's nights I have to cry, like, God.
Take all these thoughts away from me.
Right. I've been going hard for you all day.
Right.
I need give me some time to sleep real quick.
Yeah.
You done put a new, oh, you want me to do that? Oh, like, I have these moments. You get what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. as a creative, I totally understand. But what I really had to learn is you got to focus on one thing at a time, because he's going to keep flooding you. I mean, I don't think, at first I'm like, I'm crazy. I thought I was crazy for a minute. But then I learned, like, there are visionaries. There are people who just have those visions. So I feel like he's going to keep flooding me with the things to do. And I can write them down and be obedient. But know that I got to take the time to really plan out how I'm going to work this thing. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I always take time to sit down and plan out my year. Mm-hmm. If I go ahead and plan out my year on what I want to do and what's the goals of my business and my brand, when those other things come, it's clear to say yes or no, whether they align or not.
Mm-hmm.
But if you haven't planned out your year, or you haven't planned out your time or figured out what that priority are, you is kind of going to be a little bit of everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So planning out, like, that first thing that you want, focus on it. And again, SMART goals are so important. You got to give yourself time. So be realistic with yourself. I feel like me learning about SMART goals saved my life, because I used to have a whole bunch of
right.
goals all the time, and then I'd be like, "Well, why this book ain't written? You got 5 books laying right here. Like, what's going on?" But it was because I didn't give myself SMART goals. Mm-hmm. But you gotta have those SMART goals, because guess what? When that time is up, and it's time to move on somewhere else, that's when the reality hit.
Yeah,
that you let yourself down, that you procrastinated, or you put something else again before that. If you didn't plan it out, like, if I didn't have to sit down and say, you're going to write for 2 hours a day or whatever that time is, then boom, I'm not going to get it done.
Right.
But we get sidetracked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially in our business, we create this other creative style. Now we want to do this. Now we want to do this. Now we want to do this. Now, like, hold on, you got your own show going over here. Is this show winning? Right. Is this show doing what it needs to do?
Right.
Well, if it ain't, then you can't go over here. Like, I literally had to send people to, a couple people that asked me to do opportunities. It wasn't that I didn't want to do it. I wanted to say yes. The whole me wanted to say yes, but Ebony is now full-time an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And then now the radio station is still my gig. I'm still here. It's been about to be 8 years now. People don't stay there this long. You know what I'm saying? What am I doing here? I have to figure that thing out. And if I add something else right now, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
These things still ain't going to be where they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the prime example. I don't know how to answer the question, but I can give you an example on how to get it. You know, you got to focus on that thing for once. I told Alicia Reese, I said, I'm going, if this business ain't popping in June, I'm going, I work at Kroger's if I got to. She talking about, Ebony, you can't stay till June. You got to give yourself more time than that.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if it don't pop though, I'm not about to be starving.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But what I learned is if you really working toward it, you're not going to be starving.
Yeah.
You can't even have a what if. You just got to go in it as what you going to do.
Yeah. And I think that's so much we worry about what if it don't do this instead of, okay, what if it do work? Like, we think it's negative. What if it failed instead of thinking?
Well, let me tell y'all, if ish were fifth, we all be drunk. About what if.
Right.
But as I was listening to what you were saying, Ebony J, a lot of things just resonated with me. And not even just what I heard was, like, you have to have a vision. And so that's something my boss tell me all the time. Like, come on, you got to have your vision. Your vision will come. If you don't write out what your vision is, then you won't have it. And so that's really what it is. And I tell people all the time, put it down on paper.
Mm-hmm.
Make it real, because all, especially for the creatives, I'm not a creative. But what I am, I'm a great help to creatives, because I'm telling you, slow down, write it down, Set some time frames, do these things, because that's going to help you, because I know you have a billion things going on in your head. I know that because let's know. Sometimes I just get stuff in my head. And I'm like texting, like back to back. Like, my bad. It just all came to me. But you have to get it out. You got to put it on paper and make it real, because when it's up there, it just drives you crazy.
Yes.
Like you said, what is that vision? So maybe for this year, my vision is only photography. Maybe this year, my vision is just my business. What is my vision for this year? And then, like MDJ said, if it doesn't align with it, it's easy to say yes or no. And I think for me and for you, your issue is, people want you to, we want to say yes to everything. And then, even now, I'm like, my schedule's pretty busy. Like, I can't do what I need to do. And so, we have to be able to know what that vision is in order to be able to tell people, nah, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I don't want to, like you said, I just don't have, it's just not with my vision right now.
Yeah.
And like you were saying, like, God's going to give you all of these visions and ideas and things of that nature. And it doesn't mean that it has to happen right now.
Correct.
Right? Everything's going to fall in place. Everything's going to happen for a reason. And you might not know that reason, whether it's you quitting your job or getting fired before you wanted to, whether it's you going to school here, whether you're not getting accepted here, whatever it is. That all happens for a reason, because everything he already told you has already been, like, it's already been written.
Right.
But then we talk about those what ifs.
Mm-hmm.
What if? But if you go like this? But what happened if this? What happened with this? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, we can't do that, because you try to have control over something you already don't have control over.
Yeah.
That's just my piece.
Yeah, you can't worry about it. And then, like, I would say, so I may have a thing for the year, but then I also have a thing for each month.
Mm-hmm.
So it does give me a chance to be a little bit more versatile with, yes, I'm still keeping this thing, but maybe I can't even do nothing with you this month, but that doesn't mean, you know, when July comes and it's the summertime, that we can't, you
mm-hmm.
know? So having those things, I feel like, really, really helps. It just kind of keeps you guarded. And just because you're getting a chance to really focus and hone in on your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I felt like once I got out of school and boom, I'm living a dream. I was running all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I was hosting 4 or 5 times a night.
Yeah.
Yes, the money was great, but I was tired,
mm-hmm.
you know? And what I learned, too, is you got to put the right value on it, too, where it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Because where it's, you know, what's this song? What Butta say, I don't move unless the money moves.
Right.
Like, that's where I'm at now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then it's like, well, how much is it going to take it for you to leave out the house?
Mm-hmm.
Because you determine how much you make when you were sitting in the house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So all of those things are factors. And I think this year is the year that we got to start being honest with ourselves mm-hmm. about what we really do, what we really bring, and our value.
Yeah.
They're not calling us saying, Alexa, tell me with this, and can you help me with that? They're not doing that for no reason.
Right.
Yes, you have value clearly. So are you, is the value, that did you put the right value on there, though, mm-hmm. that's going to make sense for you to have to do this on top of this?
Right.
Because I think for me is where I had to learn, no. It ain't worth it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At this point, I'm going to go ahead and cross these off. That ain't even a service I provide no more. Because, mm-hmm. again, you have to really start thinking about that time. The yeah. time it takes for me to be dedicated to this client and their graphics or their social media strategy or shoot their influencing campaign, I don't think it's worth me doing that. You just got to start being real honest with yourself.
I think for me, like you said, like I want to help everybody. And then I already know how I come off. Like, as being an alpha woman, like, oh, she stuck up or she a bitch or whatever. So it's just like, if I tell these people no,
then
it's going to be your feelings.
Yes.
And it's just like, I can't deal with people's feelings.
They don't have that regardless.
Yeah.
Like, that used to be me all the time. People pleasing Ebony. Let me tell you, when you in the hospital because you ain't ate or you dehydrated or because you was running out, them people ain't calling you to make sure you good. You feel me?
Yeah.
So it's just like, you gotta be honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
If it's not for you, it's not for you. Guess what? They'll get over it. And they'll right. call somebody who was meant to be for. Yeah. I think that's where I used to feel like, well, if I tell them no, they're gonna feel some type of way. Or, oh, I know that the other person that they wanted to do it ain't gonna really be here to do it right. They really mm-hmm. want me. But it's like, honey, be honest.
Yeah.
And you know? Remember, it's business, not personal. So feelings aren't in business.
Yeah.
And so, if feelings are in business, then that's where you have to set that boundary and say, this is my business.
Because they don't feel for you.
This is my business.
Correct.
Their feelings are hurt because of what their needs are, not based off what you're doing. My feelings hurt because you couldn't provide what I needed you to at the time. That has nothing to do with the business aspect of what I'm providing for you.
Right.
It's business, we're not friends.
Yeah.
Even if we are friends, whatever.
I was about to say,
but
sometimes it may be your friend.
But you even if it is friends, you still have to set those boundaries and let them know. Like this, like once again, this if you're a full-time entrepreneur, you can't be expecting people to just, you can't expect me to do something for you for free. This is how I eat.
Right.
Yeah.
This is how I eat. And me being an alpha woman, I shouldn't have to simmer that down. I shouldn't have to tiptoe around your feelings. I shouldn't have to do those things because I ain't bossy, I'm the boss.
Right.
Like, period. I don't have to tiptoe around your feelings. If you can't deal with it, you go find somebody else that provides this service.
Mm-hmm. Point blank and period. 2021, that's the attitude that we have to have. Like, literally, that's the attitude that we have to have. That's my theme is unleash the queen.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you in this queen, but unleash her because you still holding her back because you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings and you don't want nobody to think. Do what you gotta do for you, because guess what? Everyone else is.
Yeah.
And they're happy and they're living great, and you're the one miserable, and you're the one struggling, and you're the one going through it, because you won't put a price on it that the next person did, and they did less than you.
Mm-hmm.
They giving and doing less than you, and guess what? They winning out here.
Yep.
So why are you afraid to put value on yourself? You owe it to yourself to really, really claim that value that you are.
Mm-hmm. Well, you touched on the sexism part of the industry. How is battling that and still not getting discouraged? Because it is like male dominated industry, and you've been in their industry knocking for a long time, or not to say not even knocking, busting down for a long time.
Again, you gotta be you. I it's a cliche thing to say, but it don't get no realer than that. I've had people come and tell me hosting in the club, Queen, you can't be saying that. Queen, you can't do that. Or I showed up to an event and they asked me why was I wearing that? You know what I'm saying? Like, the guys show up. Mind you, me and DJs will show up in some basketball shorts. I done seen them show up in flip-flops with some socks, right? But let a queen show up like this. Let a queen show up, you know, I take that back, though, because Nella D did break that down a little bit more. She's always really more laid back.
Mm-hmm.
But she came off the ball with that being her brand, so right. It was cool. I I just feel like maybe I set the limit too high for myself in many places to where people had higher expectations, but they want to play, like, you get, what's that champagne taste with?
That's back
poor liquor money.
Right, yeah.
So it's like, if you paying me this, that's why I'm showing up like this. Yeah. If you want to pay me this, then I'll show up like the queen I'm supposed to show up. So it's just really come back to that. But again, a man doesn't expect that kind of stuff to come out your mouth. Mm-hmm. So when you demand it, you may look like what you said, bitchy, like you trying to be funny, or they may tell you like who you think you are. Then you gotta let them know, like, I mean, I am me, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes you may be even, you know, forced to make a stand. Mm-hmm. I have walked away from opportunities. I've stuck through some opportunities. But I've walked away from some just because it wasn't worth the degradingness. You know, mm-hmm. you have a wife, you have a family, but yet you still playing with my money at the end of the day, making it like I have to do something to get this check.
Right.
Do something extra, though. Why? Yeah.
That's disgusting.
And that type of stuff, again, happens in the industry. I've heard many stories and opportunities of even, you know, program directors. You know, we're in media field. We want to do things, right? I've heard many of program directors telling other personalities that they can't do certain things if they don't do certain things, you know? So it's just, again, being true to yourself, know who you are. So when you are put in those kind of opportunities or kind of, you know, you're given that opportunity, you know how to do it and do it the right way. Handle it the right way.
Yeah.
Because you can be fearful.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose my job, right? Yeah. You know, people are going to talk about me. People are going to find out. All kind of things can come to your head. But again, I just say surround yourself with the right people too, so you know how to maneuver through those situations. Mm-hmm. I named many things. All of them didn't happen to me. Some happened to some coworkers. But again, as a woman in this field and with the question, I have to always be real mm-hmm. to the situation. Many things can happen to you. But yeah. that's in any industry, right?
Yeah.
You just need to decide again what your worth is and being yourself and knowing who you are. You're going to know what to do and not to do. I make this joke all the time because straight out of college, how I got a really big opportunity over here at in Cincinnati, because again, I was in KU doing my radio thing. Well, people in Cincinnati was listening to the radio station, right? So then somebody was listening to the radio station, asked me to host an event. His name was Javon Harper. He had a lot of fashion shows. He was known for fashion shows in the city. Well, he had me host the event. While there, I did so great. At the time, Ian and Eyeballin and Vino, who were promoters at Sneaky Peaks at the time. Y'all remember Sneaky Peaks, right?
Yes.
I had no idea what Sneaky Peaks is. Mind you, I've always been a church girl, okay? Straight from Brand New Hope. New Hope.
Disclaimer.
So I've always been a church girl. Never knew nothing about none of this. But again, these promoters came to see me. They have requested me. And they saying they want me to, you know, they love my energy. They know it's going to go down at Sneaky Peaks if I show up. So now I got an opportunity to go and star hosting. Y'all ever been there before?
I think I went like right before they closed.
Yeah, okay. So it used to be off the chain back in the day. Y'all went back right before they closed. Y'all still missing some of the joke. But it's okay because you still get it. Though it's a strip club.
Yeah.
And when I come to this strip club, again, I'm a church girl, y'all. So I had to learn to be like really hood on a mic. Like you know, women, they don't want you to call them the queen when they strip. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that would be my character. Like, I'd be hosting, like, I know you've been trapping all day, but God been good, haven't he? You know, I'm being real. This is
that
me.
Is you, yeah.
But again, many people gave me opportunities with that. But again, I got a lot of feedback about that, and people would tell me not to. And I tell people all the time, God needs his people in many places. And
yeah.
I'm sorry, I feel like God had me there on purpose. I'd have been in the bathroom praying for people. You never know. It goes down, right?
Right.
But had I known my brand and been clear about, that's just me.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, I always was ashamed of being this church girl or being this girl thinking, what would Jesus do? Or I always wearing a lot of clothes and just being like that too, because I came from a lot of abuse. I was molested and raped and had a lot of things done to me while I was a kid. So that was part of why I did always want to be covered up. But I always had a different perception. Me being ashamed of who I was, though, made me not know or own up to who I was, right? And so I ended up in places where I wasn't supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a ball.
Yeah.
I had a ball, and guess what? I learned how to host. Mm-hmm. I learned my personality. I learned how to do it all. From the hardest crowd that won't smile to a crowd who came to party, right? And I learned how you bring the party. I learned how to control the mic. I learned how to control the crowd. I learned how to read the music. I learned how to stop a fight. Again, all of these things, right? But I had to learn who I was. Mm-hmm. Once I learned who I was, I left the clubs.
Yeah. I love that. Because till this day, like, anytime you see somebody greet somebody, it's hey queen, hey king, mm-hmm. like that's something that I love. Even when you text me today, it was like, and I replied to you, hey queen, because I just know that's you, like that's you. But
people would laugh at that. Mm-hmm. It'll be jokes in the office, like good morning saints, good morning queens, good morning kings. Like people mimic that. Mm-hmm. They made me feel bad for that being my character, that being my personality. Again, me turning up the party and being the first one on the dance floor was always a big joke. But again, now as a radio and personality, you see why I always start at the party. Mm-hmm. Again, I learned that's what you got to do. It don't matter if you invite me to your event.
Right.
I'm going to be the first one up because I know what I came to do. I didn't come here to care about nobody else. That's right. What we came out for. And so I've always understood that, but it was just understanding who I was and being okay about it.
Yeah, that's really what it is.
That's what it's all
and
about.
And once you find out who you are, and I think for a lot of people, it's this struggle because you grow up one way, you get these morals and values, and then you experience life, and you get these other morals and values, and then you try to figure out how do these coincide with one another?
Right.
How do I become this person? And once you figure that out, and once you can be authentically you, nobody else, like, it doesn't matter what anybody else say about you, no matter what you do, I did this because this is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. This ain't because y'all, I want to be like y'all, or I'm doing this because of this. I'm doing this because this is who I am. Exactly. And I'm always going to win because of that.
Yeah. That's
correct.
I'm always going to win if I stick to who I am. But you have to figure out who you are.
That's the formula. Yeah.
And it really is by experience thing, right? So even if you weren't the one that's supposed to be in Sneaky Pete's, it's like, this taught me that this ain't where I'm supposed to be at. But I wouldn't know that unless I was ever in that situation.
Right.
And so experience life, but experience it authentically, mm-hmm. like you.
But I'm grateful that as me being there, I never had a bad experience. I never was disrespected. I had never had nothing in that way. I had a ball. At the time, I was in college.
Right.
So I was living the life as a college girl. And, really just having fun.
Yeah.
But I got a chance to learn myself mm-hmm. in that process. So I don't say never feel bad about the things that you've done, but get to know you because that's the winning formula. Mm-hmm. Like, and my last name is Win. This whole time my family's saying, you got the formula. You will win. You going to win regardless. Just be you. I had dreads when I was younger. Cut them off because people made fun of me and made me feel terrible. I used to be way darker than this. I hated black. I hated what I looked like. This butt. I hated myself so bad, y'all. Mm-hmm. It makes no sense. And then what I learned was people love me for who I was. Mm-hmm. So having good friends, like shout out to my best friend, like having good friends taught me like, girl, ain't nothing wrong with you. Be right. That. Mm-hmm. People love that. Mm-hmm. When people come out to the clubs or they come into me, they really come in to see me and they really want to hear what I got to say that matters to them. But guess what? I wouldn't even have had a voice had those bad things not happened to me.
Right.
Had I not experienced what I experienced. Mm-hmm. So all this time while I was mad and resentful at God for making me black and making me this way and having me go through all these situations that I felt like I didn't deserve because I was queen who still didn't know what it meant to be queen. Like, I'm angry and hurt all for no reason. When it's all working out for his purpose. Like, what? I'm edifying him. I cannot do nothing without him. And in this way, I've never been more happier in my life. Mm-hmm. Like, I told her, well, look, we had to reschedule the interview because I'm like, girl, look, I'm trying to embrace this thing, but I woke up, my hair ain't what I want to be. I ain't been out the house all week. Can we do it? She was like, well, if you want to reschedule, we can, because it is a struggle. Mm-hmm. You got to look in this mirror and face yourself, your true self, who you are, and who God wants you to be, regardless if you want to be it or not.
Right, right.
You can't do nothing. I can't get out of this body. Yeah. You feel me? It really came down to that realization, like, you know what? I can't get out of here, and I'm tired of arguing with you every night, being resentful. At the end of the day, just whatever you want me to do.
Right.
Yeah. That definitely touched on just about like being dark skinned. And I've probably been this height since since I was in kindergarten. Not even kidding. Like, I was always tall. I was darker than this. I never knew you could get lighter.
Me neither.
But, like, I was dark. I was my the darkest sibling, so I got picked on. So I always hated being tall. I hated being dark-skinned until, like, college. I'm like, oh, so you need my height.
You hear me?
Being dark-skinned. Now every dark-skinned person is, like, beautiful and all of this. But I'm just, like, my imperfections is literally what make me be. Mm-hmm. Love all my imperfections to death. Like, I think being dark-skinned probably is, like, one of my most favorite things in the world, man.
Really? Y'all, for real, because I tell y'all the time when you see dark-skinned.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
I say
what?
That all the time. Like, and I've been
why
like
would
that.
Somebody want to be team dark-skinned?
When I tell you, I have been, like, y'all think I'm playing. I'd be like, I'm trying to be team dark-skinned. Like, I'm about to go get on the beach next week so I can get dark.
The
like,
fact that people tan just mind boggles.
Yeah, but no, I love to be dark. And the crazy part is like, no matter what shape, size, color, whatever, we all have those issues.
Correct.
We all have those issues. I remember crying because I couldn't be over 100 pounds. I was like, and you know, people, oh, I love to be skinny. Like, bro, like, no, I want to gain weight. Like, yeah. I want to be bigger. Y'all gonna keep calling me little green bean? Like, leave me alone. Like, people, we all have these imperfections. And it's always somebody that wants to look like you. No matter what. It's always somebody that wanna look like you, no matter how big your forehead is, how wide your teeth are, how big your butt is, how flat your butt is. Somebody gonna want that flat booty and a little tits.
But they don't know that's the so funny part for me, because they have no idea what you go through to have it. You don't know about the back problems. You don't know what food getting caught in the gap. Like, literally, you don't have no idea what it is to live it. I have been going to a chiropractor for I don't know how long. I've been seeing a therapist for my back since I was a little girl. All because of this big butt that is a part of the family. Like, come on, how is that okay? But people are buying this.
Mm-hmm.
They want this.
Right.
You can come get this thing anytime you want. You know, if I don't have to wear my back brace, no more.
Right.
But that's really what it is, because what's for you is for you, down to the T. Everything is for you. And so for you to be wanting what somebody else got, you're not even going to be able to deal with what they got to deal with. Somebody told me, like, if we all threw our problems, like, we all wrote our problems down and we threw them all in a pile, you will go look for your own problems, because you won't pick up nobody else's problems.
Yeah, nobody else's
problems. You won't pick up nobody else's problems. You only pick up your own, because he ain't going to give you nothing that you can't bear. And that's what we have to realize. He gave it to you for a reason.
Just because you can bear it don't mean I can.
Man.
Vice versa. That's real.
Don't get me started.
You hear me? Because I'm ready to shout.
Y'all know how I started to get. Like, because we want to be those. I wouldn't even say we want to. But it's times where it's like, why can't I just shut up? Why do I have to be this alpha woman? Why do I have to be the person that speaks up? Why do I have to be? Why can't I just let shit slide?
Correct.
And it's like, because you can't.
Right.
you want on this earth to let shit slide. Speak up. Stand in your purpose, be true to who you are, and who don't like it, they don't like it, but I bet they respect it.
Correct. Yeah. And you never know who you save.
Mm-hmm.
That was for me. So many people have shared the messages I get inside of my inbox. I be wanting to share all the time as testimonials, but I don't want to offend women who feel comfortable to come to me. But just the things that they say is like, I may feel dirty sitting here expressing my business, right? And I feel embarrassed, or, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that, or maybe such and such going to feel some type of way I said her name. I learned I can't worry about that. That is not for me to worry about.
Oh, yeah.
Because I prayed before I sat right here. Therefore, God had me say whatever he wanted me to say for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And whoever watches it is going to get the message that they need to get. Mm-hmm. It may not be for you. It may not be for her. But it's for somebody.
Yeah.
And I had to learn that when I started going to speak. The Holy Spirit, I mean, he's always had his way with me. And again, I used to be so upset, but I had a counselor in college who told me that she's like, I mean, we can sit here and we can have this pity party, because that's all we keep having every week. Like, I don't know what you want to do here. Either you're going to do what he said to do, or you just going to be miserable. I don't, and you know, I was so upset that was my reality.
Mm-hmm.
But we have no choice. And the more that we really do, you know, submit ourselves to him and move the way we want him to move, everything works so much easier.
Yeah.
And so I was speaking one day, and he was telling me to say something. I'm like, that is not on my paper. That ain't what I'm rehearsing. So I keep messing up in the middle of my speech because I'm like, this ain't the speech I rehearsed. Like, I don't know why you want me to tell this story. And literally, I'm starting to cry while I'm talking because it's coming at my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And this ain't what I came to share with these people.
Right.
But somebody needed to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how real it be. When we on these platforms, they think everybody want to be a personality. Everybody want to be in the media. When you sit here, when people are watching, what are you doing it for? And for me, I'm trying to save somebody because guess what? Somebody took the time to come save me.
Yeah.
A broken, hurt girl who didn't think that she could be anything. People told me I was nothing more than sex. I would never be nothing more than sex. I was the ugliest thing in the world. Only thing I had going good about myself was this butt. Do you hear me? Somebody said that about me, and I believed it. I hated myself all this time for what? When there's nothing wrong with me at all, right? But like you said, the funny thing that comes to me is how women, we pick ourselves apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We really do.
Yeah.
Listening to people getting their chins done, their nose done, and they getting poked in their chin, the cheeks, and poked in their arms. And it's like, come on, you are who you are. I think I'm finally going to go ahead and give up on my flat stomach because, hell, maybe it's just meant to be a punch that he hold on to.
Here he is.
I can't do it, damn it, I can't do it. But I ain't gonna keep feeling bad, everyone. You know, and crying about it, right?
Yeah.
If you want to do something, you better do it. I know I'm not about to go do all the crunches, so therefore I'm gonna start shutting up.
Right. That's hilarious. I definitely agree with having a platform. When we first started this podcast, you know, my whole thing is I want to be a radio personality. I want to be on the radio. And then COVID happened. And we started the podcast and seeing how much feedback we was getting. And I'm like, wait a minute, like, we got our own platform.
Mm-hmm.
And some of this stuff needs to be said. And then we had those people who, oh, y'all really going to talk about that on the podcast? You really going to talk about that? It's like, this is my truth.
Right.
God want me to tell my truth to somebody that is going to help.
Yeah.
And maybe my platform ain't for you. Like,
right.
It ain't for everybody. And I ain't trying to be. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we got to understand that, like, you can't keep on, what did it say? You can't keep on shrieking yourself. Y'all just gonna choke.
Mm-hmm.
Like, y'all just gonna choke because that ain't what God brought you here for. He did not bring you here to dim your light, to make somebody else shine brighter, or none of that stuff. And that's really what I have learned during this whole podcast situation and everything is that he gonna put it on your mind, and that's the gift that he gave you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that communication.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I just realized I had a voice, right? Which is really weird because it's like, who wants to hear what I have to say? Like,
somebody.
But the feedback is just like, oh man, I'm like, bro, I just be talking my shit. Like,
mm-hmm.
This is just me. Like, if you
said
to,
that bossy, I ain't no boss. I'm like, oh, I need to get that. Line. You hear me?
Yeah.
I got the future. That's my. You know, that is my.
Is that spirit animal?
No. I ain't gonna go that far. But my positive affirmation. Song, that love song. And so when I feel down, I listen to that song because that it gets me hyped because I have to constantly remind myself, I'm not bossy, I'm the boss.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally.
Yeah.
Like,
no, yeah, especially in your role being young black woman and being
yes.
a supervisor and all of that, like,
I'm not bossy, I'm the boss.
Yeah.
You don't have to just, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to remind myself because I doubt myself. I do these things and it's like, you bomb as hell. I just said that. I said, I don't give myself enough credit because I'm really dope. And if you don't see that, that's on you.
Correct.
But let me tell you, like, nah, I'm dope as hell. And I don't care about what I don't look like half of y'all. I don't do what half of y'all. But I'm dope in my own way. And I know I'm here for a purpose. And once you start, and like, even when you were talking about, like, you were 23 and I lived and everything I wanted, I had it. And so I really literally came to this realization maybe like a week or a week and a half, like, just being present in the moment, I'm like, bro, you are living your wildest dreams. Like, you never would have thought that you would have gotten here. And look at you being here. Like,
yeah.
This is dope.
Yes.
Like, What?
No, please.
Like, for real, I was sitting there and I was really like,
in the moment.
Like, who would have thought that you would have made it here? Mm-hmm. Like, not like, this is my wildest dream. Mm-hmm. And I still got so much life to live.
Yes.
And like, when you were like, don't be embarrassed or about what you did. Like, no, I live my life no regrets. I don't care. Yes, I was in sneaky peace. And yes, I was wildest stories. Like, yeah. Why would you do that? But I'm okay with every decision I made because I know who I am.
Correct.
And so, like, just to be here and to even, like, have a podcast, even have people that want to listen, even have people that want to come on and speak to us, to, like, bro, even to be sitting in my cousin's studio right now, like, this is my wildest dream. Like, this not my studio, but, like, this is dope, and I don't even care. Like, it's mine, too. Like, right. And it's just, like, who would have thought?
Right.
Who would have thought after everything you've been through, it was purpose and all that pain?
Correct.
Purpose and all that pain, and you didn't go through it for you. You went through it for somebody else.
Yeah.
You said it.
That's it.
You said it.
You did it. You went through it for somebody else. Ain't nothing for you.
Correct.
Ain't nothing for you. But y'all know I get.
No,
because I just started and I won't stop.
We talked the last episode we recorded, we was talking about, or I was saying how they done gave my ancestors passed me this baton, so I'm taking it as far as I can take
you
it
hear
until
me?
It's time for me to pass that baton. Yep. Like, that's what I came here to do. That's what they sent me here to do.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever got something to say about this, I don't care.
Right.
And then I've learned too, like, people will put their limitations on you.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was about to mention next. Yes, they will.
Or even if it's, oh, you ugly, and it's like, that's on you. Like, you saying that, and that's on you, that ain't nothing. Like, whatever you say, I'm rubbing you blue, and bounce off me, stick on you. Like, that's so real, though. It's just like, you really projecting your insecurities on me.
Uh-huh. That's what I was about to say. That's all they're doing. Most of the time, that's what they're doing. I've had so many people from college, from high school, from junior high, from elementary, come and tell me that they were sorry. That they felt some type of way, that they were dealing with things on their own because they wanted to do some of the things that I was doing,
mm-hmm.
but they couldn't do it, or they wanted to. I'm like, why didn't you just come to me? Because I had no problem. I was praying for help. I was hosting and doing all kinds of stuff. I've always been involved, but that be the thing, though. They're upset with you about what God has for you, and I don't understand why, because mm-hmm. it's not for them.
Right.
Like you said, I'm going through this so you can have something better later.
Right. Yeah.
So you might just want to pray for me and have a great attitude over there because you don't know what demon I'm fighting over here, what battle.
Because I'm guarantee you, like, my pet, like, listen, the cards that I was dealt, like, I done made what I made, but a whole nother person would have been folded.
Right.
You can ask for this if you want to, but I'm telling you, like, he done built me up to something, and I can handle it.
Yeah.
So let me handle the shit and just keep watering your grass. That's
right.
The thing. You want to worry about my grass, you ain't even watering your own.
And people be wanting it for the wrong reason.
Mm-hmm.
People tell me they want to be on the radio. I always ask them why. Because for me, I never wanted to be on the radio. I had to go back to the real reason I wanted to be on the radio. I'm dropping out kind of exclusive right here on y'all's show. I love it. So, literally, when I was being abused when I was younger, the radio would be on. So the radio saved me. Which again saved me because when I would go home, it would just be me and my sister. Everybody know my sister's autistic, so she doesn't really speak. But I would go home and I would play. I would play in my imagination these visions God would give me, have all my teddy bears lined up to be my teacher, have the people lined up, have a podium so I could preach and speak the word. And then I would get out the bed and practice being on the radio. Like, that saved me. So I would listen to the radio, record the radio all day, come home, listen back to the personalities, how they did their break, mimic it. Like, that's what my lame ass did, though, right? You said you want to do that, though? You want to be that? No, I had to go back to why did I really want to be on the radio? Because radio saved me. Me listening to Ty Suede and Jay West and Simone Party and Faith Daniels, them personalities saved me telling me about the community and what was going on. That's the only reason I want it.
Yeah.
But you gotta know how you want it because that's power.
Mm-hmm.
And people get power, and what do they do with it?
They abuse. A lot of people abuse it.
I don't want to be abusing no power and be having these people's lives in my hand. And God told me to go on here and talk about this law or COVID, and I want to go on here and talk about some gossip happening with some shit that ain't got nothing to do with what's happening right here in Cincinnati and our local shit, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it had to get real serious like that for me, and I feel like it needs to be like that. Whether you're a doctor, whether you working at McDonald's, damn it, you don't know how you pissed me off. Look, somebody the other day, I'm trying to get my food. You know, I'm having a bad day. Now, you going to come with some nasty customer service? Yeah. And ruined it. I was so upset, I cried. As soon as I left the drive-thru, like, she don't know what I'm going through. I'm spending my last on my money. You don't know what's the people's situation, right? So, I think that it doesn't matter what our position is. We just got to start living out our purposes and being really caring for the next person around us. Yeah. Because we can't be an alpha woman just right there by ourselves, right? We should be surrounded by other alpha women or helping those other women who aren't alpha women know that it's okay to be it.
Yeah.
Because people will make you feel bad.
Yeah.
Many times I've had to shut up and be quiet and not speak my truth and not be honest about a situation because I knew that they would lose the opportunity or hurt somebody or his ego couldn't handle it. But that's some bullshit, right? Because they don't do that for us.
Yeah. Right.
They don't do that for us. Right. But we always have to do it, right? And some, can I say, I want to say, maybe me being an alpha male may have even hindered me for some opportunities or some people who may not have wanted to work with me or just automatically, you know, they love to say, we uneasy to work with. Mm-hmm. We got an attitude problem, definitely. Right? Mm-hmm. No. You're uncomfortable that I'm comfortable with who I am.
Right.
And you want to change me, be something different. And no, it's not okay.
No.
So I tell everybody, before you start saying you want to do this and do this and do, figure out who you are.
Yeah.
So you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
When you do get an opportunity and you do get a platform to do you, you know how to do it and you know how to do it the right way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People be leading them to the blind. How you leading people to the blind and you lost?
Blind lead the blind.
You right. Yes.
Just don't get me started. Okay. I'm so weird. I don't know. We got anything else?
It was a great show. I'm glad to be here.
I'm excited. I'm glad to have you. Because like I said, like, Ebony been somebody that, let me admit this too. Ebony been somebody who I have looked up to. Like, I didn't go to college in Cincinnati. I went all the way to North Carolina. But you've been on I feel like you've been, like, I've known you since I was a little. Like, seriously. But I might have been a little intimidated just off of how you create yourself. Because I probably wasn't even comfortable with who I was or whatever. So how I'm a step to this alpha woman who clearly an alpha woman, because I'm telling you, Ebony gonna come into a room, handheld hat, all that. So
which is so crazy that you say that. Because as soon as you sent me the question about the alpha woman, I'm like, alpha woman, I don't know how to answer that. I'm a queen. I don't consider myself an alpha woman because I really be so in my head about so many things all the time. Like, coming into a room, I'm like, oh, my, look, was my hair right? Is everything? Because people love to pick me apart. And I've been picked apart so much, especially, again, being in this field. I can't upload a picture and it just be cool. Because somebody going to send me that picture, show me what was wrong, tell me how my back wasn't upright, my feet, I should have looked like this. I'm probably going to get some criticisms from this. I mean, it'd be serious. So it's like, alpha woman, what? But really what you said is just a woman who is unapologetically herself.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And all right. Now go. You no. Say it. Cause no, I'm going to just start my key takeaway. That's going to be my key takeaway.
Sure. All right. Yeah, but and when I do say alpha woman, I guess my definition is somebody who is unapologetically herself.
Yeah.
Somebody who going to tilt the room. Somebody who going to reach back down and give back.
Yep.
Without being ashamed of it, without being ashamed where you came from.
Yeah.
Just like all that stuff. So I'm telling you now, like, I see you. And this is how I feel. You.
Give them flowers while they alive.
I appreciate it. You know, she ain't gonna be at the funeral saying it and being fake. You said it right here. Right. And I think that's the most important thing. When I put on the I Am Queen Awards, that was my whole goal. Mm-hmm. That there's so many queens that bow down to me like I'm some girl. Let me tell you, a queen, because you a queen, I can be queen.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be this. I wouldn't know how to be it. Somebody told me I had to wear lip gloss, and boom, you can't be somewhere without it. Like somebody, a queen had to tell me that.
Yeah.
Other than that, that's how I'm showing up. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's why we can't talk about other women. Mm-hmm. Because we don't know what they're going through or what they don't know. Mm-hmm. Knowledge is key. And if you know the knowledge, your goal is to, like you said, reach back.
Yeah.
Because there's so many women I've asked, how do you do this? Can you give me this? No. You know, I don't want that to be
That's not an alpha woman.
Sorry, one more story. But when I first started, like, my first career job out of high school, I mean, out of college, the girl, the lady who recruited me, she came to do her two-week check-in or whatever. And I was just sitting at my desk, and I'm like, oh, hey! And she, like, and I'm like, what the hell? Why is she looking at me like this? She said, come here. She said, you too casual. This is not going to work. Do you not know I left work and went shopping, okay? She said, you're not dressing like for the job you got. You dressing for the career you want. Yep. So ever since then, I done came in there like I done own the place. And people come to me like, I need the manager. This was before I was even a manager. I need the manager. Where'd she go? That one girl, the dark-skinned girl, the tall one. Like, and I was never even that. But I'm just like, somebody had to tell me that. Somebody else would have been mad if she came at them like that. But I'm like, no, teach me. Tell me. Like, that's one thing, too. You got to be willing to receive. Like,
teachable, be coachable, be teachable. Yes. You don't know everything, even as an alpha woman. You don't know everything.
Still learning every day.
You got to be able to learn. Take that feedback. Use it. Yeah. Not just take it. Use it.
Right.
If I'm telling you this, I'm telling you this for a reason.
But they don't tell you this because they don't want you to steal their job.
That too.
But once again, an alpha woman's not going to do that.
Right.
Because
the
biggest thing is, I'm all, let me start, because I'm telling you this stuff. So you can't take my job. I don't even want to work here. You don't even know that. I'm not going to take my job.
You hear me?
And I want you to be able to be the best person to do to take my job. I can trust you to get you my job. Right. Because I'm doing something else, because what's for me is for me. I'm just here. I'm passing through.
Give them the knowledge I need.
I'm passing the time to Keeks right now for these Keeks takeaways.
Oh, Keeks, what's up?
Okay, Keeks takeaways. What did I get from today? One, what is an alpha woman? An alpha woman is somebody who is unapologetically, confidently her. Whatever that is for you. My whole thing is live in your truth. Please. Because once you live in your truth, you'll find your purpose. I'm still trying to find, like, what's my purpose? And every day I feel closer to what that purpose is because I've learned to be like, that's just you. Mm-hmm. Like, if you a hot mess, that's just you. Like, somebody was like, I don't want you to be offended. You see, I said, girl, that's my life. Like, I wouldn't have told you that stuff if I felt like you was going to judge me. I don't care if you judge me. That's right. Who I am. Okay. So be unapologetically you so that you can walk in your truth and be in your purpose. Two, an alpha woman uplifts another alpha woman. So it's not that you're on this high horse and, oh, I'm big and bad and I can't be taught or I can't help you or anything. You should be looking for the next person that you can inspire and uplift. Mm-hmm. Who are you? Because this is not for you. It's for somebody else. Mm-hmm. And so if you ain't got no mentee, if you ain't got somebody that you ain't charging for the game,
right,
you doing something wrong. I ain't saying get a game free for everybody, but you should be having somebody that you're teaching the game to. Because like you said, we're passing this baton, and it's no good if it's just me doing it. Mm-hmm. Now, if it was like a thousand of me, the world would probably be a chaotic place, but it'd be better. It'd be better. But once again, nobody can beat me. So even if I teach you the game, you're going to always put your own spin on it anyway. Yeah. Yeah. And so you make it you. Mm-hmm. But let me teach you. Let me uplift you. Let me show you what it means to be a community, to be a woman, a real woman.
Yeah.
And then my last takeaway, and I think this is always one of my takeaways, is what's for you is for you. Yeah. Like, no matter what. So, what's for Lex is for Lex. What's for Ebony is for Ebony. What's for me is for, like, it don't matter. Our paths will cross and this will happen and stuff will happen, but our journeys are different. Our journeys are different, and hopefully we end up in the same place, and that is with him. So, I think those are my only takeaways. My whole thing is just be who you are. So, it's taken a long time for me to figure out who I am, and I'm okay with who I am. So, be okay with who you are. Mm-hmm. And then everything else will follow.
You got something you want to leave the people with?
Oh, she said it. that was my takeaway. Don't be afraid to live on purpose because, again, you're saving somebody else's life. Your purpose is tied to someone else's. Mm-hmm. Bottom line, regardless if you want it to be or not. So know that you need to always be on because somebody's always watching.
Definitely, definitely. If you want to, real quick, can you just shout out your Instagram?
Oh, yes, please follow me. I'm at Miss Ebony J, MSEBONYJ. That's on all social networks, Miss Ebony J Wynn on Facebook. And please log on to my website, MissEbonyJ.com. You can shop. We have so much merchandise available for you. Maybe you watching this show and you want to get, you know, a one-on-one conversation with me. I do coaching as well. Maybe you want to be in the media field and there's still some questions that you have and you need a coach. You can join the Media Coin Academy. So please log on. Maybe you need some influencer work done. Yeah, slide on my DMs, go to the website. Again, I appreciate being here. Thank you, ladies, so much.
Thank you so much for coming out. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Everybody's Favorite Podcast with Everybody's Favorite Host. Oh, host? Hi, all of us. No, but definitely follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Keep connected. YouTube, like, comment, subscribe below. If you got anything you want us to talk about, leave it in the comments. If you got kudos, leave it in the comments.
That's only gonna be Adrian.
I know. Adrian,
leave it in the comments.
Shout out to you. I love you. I can't wait to meet you because, like, yes. But y'all know, always protect your energy.